From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California water officials have allocated $86 million to help drought-impacted communities meet immediate and long-term water needs. Some $44 million will support 23 projects through the state's Small Community Drought Relief Program. The projects include helping incorporated areas of Tulare County facing severe water shortages to connect to a public water system and building a local water storage facility to help irrigate 2,100 acres of farmland and recharge groundwater in Merced County. October exports of U.S. beef volumes increased from a year ago, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. U.S. beef exports are on a record pace in 2022, already exceeding $10 billion. October beef exports totaled over 125,000 metric tons, up 8% from a year ago. Export value was down 3% from October of last year, but so far in 2022, beef export value increased 18% from last year's record pace. The prospect of permanent nationwide availability of the E15 ethanol blend moves closer with new House legislation. The Renewable Fuels Association thanked Representatives Angie Craig of Minnesota and Nebraska's Adrian Smith for their leadership on the bill that will end an arcade impediment to making the fuel more widely available. RFA President Jeff Cooper applauds the effort to support legislation that ensures Americans can choose lower-cost, low-carbon E15 every day of the year.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.